Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Fort City. Welcome to the brunch. It is time for you guys to wake up. Let's go. Okay, the caller number is 929-477-2759. Now, we got you guys for a couple of minutes in this doggone brunch. I can't wait to open this doggone kitchen up. I got my brothers alongside me in their chef gear, aprons on. We ready to cook and get these dishes out. Calling in by way of the state of California, we have Vin Servideo in the building. Welcome to the brunch. How are you feeling this morning?
Thank you, Ty. I feel good. I feel usual Sunday, exercise, walk on the beach, have my coffee, talk sports for a little bit with you, and then it's still morning and the football games come on.
Okay,
life is beautiful.
We're gonna get right into, of course, it better be. It better be. You better tell me if it's not. And calling in, last but not least, from across the pond where action is going down already, the Welsh Dragon himself, Rodney Jones. Welcome to the brunch. How are you feeling this morning?
Thanks, Ty. Feeling good. Ben, how are you doing? Very excited, guys. Just having the games over here again, second weekend. I'm just wondering, it must have been, the kickoff to this game must have been about 7 a.m. this morning, 6 a.m. on the 6 a.m. this morning. Sorry, on the West Coast, Ben. I don't know, but up past 6 this morning. So look, there's a full day of NFL action out there, guys. I mean, you got to be pretty psyched about that. Well, the average NFL fan, anyway.
Exactly. So here goes the crazy part about it, Sports City. If I weren't reminded early this morning, thank goodness that it's the afternoon over there where Rodri is, we wouldn't have had these picks. So all three of us got the pick in before the show and the game started. We all went with the Chargers, all three of us. So we're being fair for the predictions that come on later in the show. So if you're out there, you know, you're listening, get in a chat room, throw something up, you might already – it doesn't even count for you. So it's our prediction unless you get in here anyway. Okay. With that being said, the game is going on in London at Wembley Stadium with the Titans, the Tennessee Titans versus the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers are up 10-6, in which the last play of the half, the Titans were threatening at the 10-yard line, and Mariota throws a tip ball interception by Denzel Perryman. I just wonder what college he went to. If somebody could just tell me what college he went to. He gets the interception, returns it for another 25 yards, and gets tackled, and they end the half. So this game is going to be pretty interesting, especially with the Chargers without Melvin Gordon too today. So this is basically on the shoulders of Phillip Rivers. So I didn't know that he was out until I started doing my research to see what was going on. I'm like, they're playing without him. So this is going to be interesting to see how this game goes down. Any thoughts on what you guys have seen or heard in the first half of this game with the Titans or Chargers before I get into the rest of the show?
Apparently Melvin Gordon tweaked an hamstring in training on Friday. The reason he's not in the game. Just a good game. Look, amazing atmosphere it looks like in London. It's a great place to go, guys. If, you know, if you ever get a chance to come over and go to Wembley, I know that it's expanding here all the time, so it's great to see. Some good interviews with the players and the coaches, getting them known to the British NFL fans, and it's just great, you know. And I noticed they come in over here later in the week, so it's like they stay in over here for a shorter time period. So they don't really, you don't really get that jet lag then, which you would get from coming over earlier in the week. I don't think that's such a big deal anyway. When you play a ball and you're all psyched up anyway. So you should be fine coming over Friday morning, having a quick training session, get it in. Have Saturday off and then play today. Looks like what teams are trending to do now. So interested to see how it's going to go forward. But very excited about it. Heartbreaking turnover for Tennessee at the end of the half. I mean, they the way the game's being played, I think San Diego should be running away with this. But it's like Tennessee hanging around, man. They embody a lot of what Mike Vrabel was as a player, in that, you know, they fight. And good to see Jack Conklin and Taylor Lewan back as bookends on our offensive line. I think, you know, with Conklin and Lewan are together, it helps Mariota a great deal. So noticing that already.
Of anything that you've seen or heard from the first half, and the second half is about to go or get underway as they just got the kickoff going?
Yeah, I just want to say that about this game, that our host of the Sports City Chefs is so dedicated to get the picks in. This guy calls me at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, so what, phone's ringing. I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? And I'm looking around, like, disheveled, and it's Ty. And then I got a text from him, and he says, like, what's your pick on the L.A. Chargers-Tennessee Titans game? And I'm thinking, wow, well, this is dedication right here. I don't even – he's got to get the show right. That's my thoughts on the game. I love you, Ty.
Yeah. Sports City, he's really telling everything that's going on, Sports City. I tell you, like, if I try to keep it a secret, if I try my best to make sure that you guys get everything that we need in his kitchen, he's going to tell y'all, man. You know what? I'm going to call. He got his nickname. I got to work on it. I'm not going to do spur of the moment, but I got it right now. You know what I'm saying, Sports City? Like, I'm trying for us, man. Like, I don't know what else to say or do. Rodney was like, you know, the game was about to be underway. I'm like, we didn't pick. Oh, shoot. So I'm like, let me hurry up and try to get it out the way, get the pick. And I'm like, well, I told Robbie, somebody said, as I'm going with the Chargers, I'm up here undecided. I don't know what type of game it's going to be because I am a Derrick Henry fan. I like him. I like Mariota, too. And I didn't know what to do about it. I just said Chargers. I didn't know that Gordon was out, so I started doing the research on the game. And I'm like, no, but Gordon down, I picked the Chargers. I'm like, good thing it wasn't on the air, but I got to, you know, go out there and throw that out there. But Vinny's going to let you guys know regardless. If I mess up or do something crazy, Vinny's going to let you know, okay? So with that being said, Sports City, they have a word called karma, and I'm going to get right back at Vinny in a little bit. And the Chargers just scored a touchdown, so it is 17-6 right now, too, just so people know. Okay, so in the sport world, around the world, I don't even, like, know where to begin because it's like I'm at the edge of my seat. I told you it's like Christmas for me right now with everything that has gone on. But with the elephant in the room right now, and I guess I get to personally do this, there was a game that took place last night in Los Angeles at the Staples Center in which the Houston Rockets visited the Los Angeles Lakers. There was a fight that broke out between Christopher Paul and Rajon Rondo. And it was a play where James Harden went to the rim and I don't really want to call it a flop, but it was contact, and he got the call from the ref, and Brandon Ingram was the one that got called for the foul. James Harden crosses in front of Brandon Ingram. No conversation, no words said. He just was talking to the referee, and Brandon Ingram shoves him. And then all of a sudden, they try to break it up towards the Houston Rockets bench, and Rondo and Chris Paul have had beef for a long time, and it boiled over at this point. So, and upon, like, trying to, you know, get the melee to calm down, supposedly what Chris Paul said was Rondo spit in his face. So when he spit in his face, Chris Paul gets his index finger and starts pointing all in his face and forehead, like really pushing him. Rondo punches Chris Paul in the face. Chris Paul throws three punches and hits Rondo back. Brandon Ingram comes out of nowhere and punches Chris Paul in the back of the head. This is a Lakers and Rockets fight going on in the middle of the game with the NBA Players Association president Chris Paul in the middle of the fight in the home opener for LeBron James. This is his first game at the Staples Center, and it just all went crazy, like all riot style. And I had to get that one out there because that, to me, is a very important situation because I think there are going to be a good amount of suspensions. I just wonder how many games, and I'm not really worried about how much they get fined because these dudes have millions of dollars. So tens of thousands ain't nothing to them. Like, to us, we got to worry about it. Them is a different, you know, situation when it comes to the fining part, unless they really dig deep in their pockets and say $250,000 or something. Then it's a problem, but the fight didn't break out that bad for that type of situation to happen. So I did want to get that one out there first and foremost. I don't know if you guys caught the fight or had any interest in it. I will come to you first, Vinny, on that. your thoughts on what happened in the Staples Center with the Rockets and the Lakers.
I think that the Lakers are, I'm not going to say in trouble, but they're not going to be as good as the Rockets, OKC, Golden State, obviously, this year. And that could get frustrating for them. Rondo is a competitor. He's like a, I don't want to say a dirty player, but he'll definitely get in your face and talk some junk and really, he's intense. He's really, really an intense player. I think he'll be good for Lonzo Ball in the long run. But short term, the thing is they're not on the, I don't care if they have LeBron but they're not on the level of those teams and they want to be. So because of that, it's like a soap opera, whereas people like Ingram will push James Harden and will get feisty and frustrated because they're not there. But they're trying to like maybe backdoor their way in and be like the tough guy bully and try and start some kind of drama or rivalry via fighting and tough blood kind of thing. That's cool. It's entertaining. It's good. I think it's good for the sport. It's fun. It's fun to watch as a fan. But the Lakers are not there yet. And entertaining to watch King James in L.A. Just a great reality TV series. This is the sports world's Kardashians.
Okay, Roger. I don't know if you've heard anything about the fight with Chris Paul and Rajon Rondo. If so, please let me know. I do have a caller in queue ready to get in the kitchen too, so I'll let them in as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously over here in the UK, basketball again, another growing sport, like just like the NFL, are bringing games over here as well. But it's like, you know, the spitting part always gets me in any sport. I mean, not just basketball. When somebody spits at another athlete, I mean. Playing rugby in the UK, I remember like somebody do it on a field, and it was worth throwing a punch, you know. You'd have a longer ban as well for spitting than you would for punching. So it's just the dirtiest act I think one athlete can do to another. So you deserve the punch as far as I'm concerned. I mean, and you know, obviously he did individual rivalries always come to a head, and it's always that niggling point. But when you know when somebody spits, it's just disgusting. A and B. Just a vile act, I think. I just despise people who spit in general, but I mean, that's me. But it's like, yeah, no room for that in the game, in any game, in any sport.
And so from the multiple angles that you see, you really can't see if Rondo really spits on Chris Paul, but you could tell Chris Paul took it personal. And the way that he pointed and raised on Rondo's face, you could tell he wanted action. He wanted action, and Rondo came right back and gave him every last bit of what he wanted. Let me get the caller in queue in the kitchen. Calling from the 203-898 prefix. Welcome to the brunch. What's your name and what's on your mind this morning?
Hey, how you doing, Tyrone? This is Jason from Stamford, Connecticut. Just wanted to tell you, I'm a diehard Jets fan. You know, I thought they were going to have a pretty good season so far. Actually, they're 3-3. I can't complain. But we got a tough team this week. We got Minnesota, Kirk Cousins. You know how we take our money, but he took Minnesota's money instead. So I think we're out for blood today. We're definitely going to win this game at home and make it 4-3 on the season so far.
Oh, wait a minute. So you're giving me a definite, right? So this is a sports city. I'm getting a guarantee. Okay, so this is a crazy point. We got this. So look, this is the situation in Sports City, because I'm glad that this popped off, because some people in Sports City that are new here don't know what to go down. So since you're giving me a guarantee, you got to come here next week. You got to be here next week. You can't throw this guarantee out here and just hide. Like I don't like that. I don't like when people just do that and then disappear, and I'm still here. Like, well, it doesn't matter if he's here or not. So you got to come back around. I know you're over there smiling, and the crazy part about it is, I actually want you to beat the Vikings. So that's a good thing. So personally, yes, beat the crap out of them. Knock them out, do what you need to do. Knock them out, drag them out. Do what you got to do. Okay, do what you have to do.
Exactly. Because I know you're a diehard Detroit Lions fan, so you know what I'm saying? I'm rooting for your team this week, too.
Hey, slow down. One at a time. We're not even in the prediction part of the show yet. I got to get some of this stuff out of the way, and we'll get to the prediction part. If you want, I can keep you here, and you can listen, and when I get to the predictions, I can have you a part of that part of the segment if you want.
All right. Thanks, Ty. And I just want to say one more thing, man. Your show is phenomenal. I love it. I've been listening to my boy Jose. Peace out to my boy Jose. I've been listening to him with him and everything, man. And I love the show.
Thank you, man. Continue to spread the word, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend, man. So sit still. I got you. If you want to be a part of the predictions, I'll leave you in queue and bring you back in once we start the predictions. Is that cool or whatever?
That's perfect. Ty, go ahead.
All right, I got you. So I'll leave you here. So here's where we'll let me get this out of the way, Sports City, because like I said, karma is a mother sucker. Now, of course, a lot of stuff went down in the sport world. The Los Angeles Dodgers took care of business up against the Milwaukee Brewers, winning in Game 7 up against the Milwaukee Brewers. And out of nowhere, it's like the Dodgers finally woke up, which makes it even more interesting on the two teams that are playing. Where have we heard this before? Boston versus L.A. And guess who is one of the part owners of the Los Angeles Dodgers? Magic Johnson. So it's like Magic always got something to do with Boston and L.A. Not to say like he had a big hand in it, but it's just so crazy, so fitting that this went down with the Dodgers to pull this off and Boston playing some hot baseball at this point in time, too. So quickly, I'm going to get into, because this is a power pack show, I'm going to do the best that I can, the top 25 in college football, where there was an interesting story. So, number one ranked Alabama took care of business in Rocky Top up against Tennessee, winning 58-21. No surprise there. Tua to his normal self, 306 yards passing, 4 touchdowns thrown. There's nothing surprising about that. Josh Jacobs had 2 touchdowns, ran in the end zone as well. But here's the story. I'm not going to lie, Sports City. I'm going to be truthful. I got emotional this morning hearing this story. There is a college student that goes to school at Purdue, grew up a Purdue Boilermaker fan all his life, and he's battling bone cancer, if I'm not mistaken. I might have that wrong. And he was saying that Purdue was going to beat Ohio State. And the story came out, and he is now become terminal, and the doctors are saying he only has days to live. He was at the game. He was at the game, and not only did Ohio State lose, Purdue won by 29 up against the second-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. The Buckeyes are number 2 in the nation. Purdue is not ranked, and won by more than 4 touchdowns in this game. I actually shed tears watching his story. He can't even, like, really get in bed how he wants to. It's like his parents had to pick him up. And I think before the game yesterday, the Purdue Boilermaker team went to his house and spent time with him, laid in bed with him, gave him the ball and everything. So, like, it was that was just – I was at the edge of my seat on that one. Purdue, good job, one, beating Ohio State, but two, for the quarterback – everybody, the running back, DJ Knox, was there as well. They all went to the Trent family house. I think his name is Tyler Trent, if I'm not mistaken. They went to their house and spent time with him. A great story. If you haven't seen it, it's on my wall. It's a great story. Let me continue. NC State loses on the road up against Clemson. Clemson kills them 41-7. Even though NC State is ranked 16th in the league or in the nation, they actually – almost got shut out. They scored that touchdown late in the fourth quarter. LSU wins the game at home up against Mississippi State, 19-3. Michigan on the road beats Michigan State. Oh, karma is in the building in Sports City. If you don't know, now you know. If you did not hear the Sports City Chef's Corner yesterday, please tune in. The recording is still there. Michigan wins that game by 14. Oklahoma take care of business up against TCU, 52-27. Rodney, good job. UCF, 37-10 up against East Carolina, took care of business there. The upset took place out in Washington, where Washington State Cougars win their game 34-20 up against the 12th-ranked Oregon Ducks. Kentucky wins their game up against Vanderbilt in the SEC, 14-7. Washington Huskies beat the Colorado Buffalo 27-13, keeping them at 15th or better. Penn State had a dogfight up against Indiana. Indiana kept this game tough. Penn State winning this game 33-28. Iowa shuts out Maryland at home 23-0. Cincinnati loses an upsetting game. Temple wins this one 24-17. This game they played at the Lincoln, Philadelphia. South Florida takes care of business up against UConn. UConn is 1-6 in the American Athletic Conference. It's Florida 38-30, and they're undefeated 7-0 in play. And Wisconsin take care of business to round out the top 25, winning 49-20. If you didn't hear the Sports City Chef Corner, the other pick that I had, I think was Nebraska winning their game up against Minnesota. They held Minnesota to 7 points or 8 points, excuse me, in a shellacking. And California played Oregon State was my other one, and they held Oregon State to 7 points. So I was getting picked on in the kitchen about that one, Sports City. Just to let you know, karma is a female dog. I won't say the word. So I'm going to get that one out of the way, too. Anything that impressed you guys or you know, caught you guys' attention in the top 25 or any college game before we move forward?
I just want to say that it's so funny when we – my experience with betting, the person who wants to put in the parlay and it initiates the bet – always picks the wrong one. That's like karma. That is karma. You're 100% right. I don't know how it works, but it's fun. It's fun and it's exciting. We'll do something else and I'll make up for it. I was the one, for those of you who didn't listen to the show, who picked Michigan State on the field over Michigan as a home dog in college football isn't a bad pick, but it proved to be yesterday. And I'm sorry, Rod. I'm sorry, Ty, for picking that. But it's like you said in the green room, it's a bet. We don't know what's going to happen. That's why we take a chance on it. It makes watching the games a little more interesting.
I didn't point any fingers. I didn't say anything about anybody. I just said, you know, karma's a female dog. Because if they listen to the show, right? This is what happens if you listen to the show, Sports. Right? So when I'm making my picks, I hear, well, what are you doing? You can't go against a home dog. I'm like, dang, I didn't say nothing about your pick. Like, picture if I started picking your pick apart, right? I didn't say anything, right? Just let them do what they got to do. Because, of course, we're all taking a chance here on picking right or wrong. Right or wrong. We're all picking right or wrong. So it's a 50-50 shot.
Why you got to make my voice sound like that? I didn't interrupt you.
Why are you doing this to me? Why did this always happen to me when I'm breaking stuff down? Like, what do I have to, like, put my hand up and, like make sure that I get full attention? I'm not pointing any fingers. I'm just saying that this is what was happening on air live where everybody could hear that. and it's puzzling that it goes against you in two different situations, the way that you picked and the way that I picked that you thought it wasn't going to happen and it went down. That's why, and you started the show off with it too. So it's like, I got it. Karma, I'll be back to you. Don't worry, I'll be back to you. So neither here nor there, Roger, is there anything that caught your eye, top 25, out of any other games before we move forward?
Well, yeah, I mean, two things. But the one thing that stood out to me was Devin Bush scraping his foot against the Michigan Spartan logo.
Wow.
Pre-game.
Yeah,
it's... No, his dad was a good player for the St. Louis Rams back in the day when he Super Bowl with the Rams. I mean, Devin Bush Sr. And I mean, Devin Bush Jr., great linebacker, should be a pretty high draft pick. He's a bit short for the position, but should be a good draft pick. Yeah, just completely disrespecting the Spartan sign. And, you know, he got really chippy. I mean, it was almost fist fights. It was almost punches thrown in our game, too. And the coaches, you know, coaches were there. And, you know, Harbaugh was a hothead, man. Harbaugh was a good quarterback back in the day, don't forget. And, yeah, he, interesting. Just good rivalries. There's a decision I was made last week, and, I'm not saying it led to Ohio State losing. I'm not saying I was the reason. But Nick Bosa, Joey's younger brother, and just deciding, you know, good chance of him going number one overall. Good chance. No, I think he'd definitely be a top five pick. I don't think there's a question there. He got injured. decided to not try and come back and play college football, even though he could. So he's not going to play college again. He's not going to play at Ohio State again. And he's decided to wait until he's drafted. I think even if he gets injured, you know, like Tim Tebow had a rant on ESPN about this, and it was a great rant. I thought, I love Tim Tebow, you know, I always loved his competitiveness, and he just wants to play ball, you know. Tebow always did, that was the way he was. But he's just dogging Bosa a bit for his decision. I mean, and he's right. It's like, you know, in years to come, you're talking to your grandchildren, you know, if they make this playoff, which I don't know, you know, it's tough to do now after the loss, you know, but if they do make the playoff, and they do come up against Alabama and have a chance of knocking them off, then, you know, you're going to want to play that game, anyway. You know, you're going to want to play football. But, he's decided not to come back to Ohio State. Just wait to become a pro and get the money, you know, get the millions. Apparently Joey's looking after him for now. But, and guys, you know, a bet is a bet, but I love the fact that that TP phoned you 5 a.m. this morning, Vin. I mean, you're lucky. You are lucky that phones are invented, because he would have been knocking on your door if he would have got that flight out there to get your pick. That's how dedicated that boy is, I'll tell you now. But, let's forget about last week. Let's forget about yesterday. And let's move on. And, guys, our number's coming up, guys. We will get one soon. Be positive.
Yeah, because if it wasn't for Vinny picking that home dog stuff and all that other stuff, now, you know, I ain't going to pick on Vinny. I'm not going to pick on him. That would have been to me, Sports City. It's not fair. You know, I feel like the kids in elementary school, it's not fair that they did it to me. So when I do it, you always catch the kid that retaliates. You know what I'm saying? they slap one kid in the back of the head, they turn around, and by the time they go back and make the hit, they catch the kid that makes the hit. And it's like, you don't even know what happened, but the whole class would see the kid get hit to retaliate. And it's always an action that causes a reaction. So I just had to. I got Vinny in the middle of California just smiling, showing me all types of teeth, and I'm not a dentist. You know what I'm saying? So I had to do it. Okay. Now, I don't know if you guys have any other sports topics before we do get into the predictions, because we do have a good amount of time before we get into the predictions. Is there anything that you guys would like to discuss before I jump in to week 7? Prediction.
I just want to say that I'm working on putting together a lineup, a FanDuel lineup for us. You, Ty, and Rod, and myself for the chefs fundraising. I will send you the picks at the end, and if you feel like some of the guys you don't think are going to do well, then we'll make the adjustments. But it's a fun. I like to call it a convoluted prop bet. These fantasy teams, you wager, I think it's $10, and you could, the first prize is $1 million. So I am excited to be part of it with you guys. And I want to try and make up for the Michigan State debacle yesterday. Freaking talking my junk.
Sports City, if he gets that right, if he knocks down $1 million, yeah, I definitely will be apologizing on air. I might have to just walk to California and tell him I'm sorry. I apologize, Vinny. Tell me what I need to do. If he nail it, he nail it. Damn it, shoot it. Man, listen. Okay, so we are going to get into the predictions for week 7, because I know everybody's going to have a lot to talk about, so I definitely want to at least give us at least an hour to get some of these talks, you know, picks, so on and so forth. I'm going to get you back in here also, Jason, so you can get your picks in here as well. I am pulling my chart out also and how everything went down last week. Like I said, me and James tied 4 losses apiece, and it got messy for both Vinny and Robbie. See, and that's the crazy part. He picking on me, and he had a messy week, man. Like, how are you picking on me? Like, I don't get it, man. They call me timeless for a reason. Like, okay, let me get into this doggone predictions for week 7, in which is a lot going on. Like I said, we all of us had picked the Chargers to bring this game up against the Titans. They are up 17-13. The Titans have scored a touchdown as well. They have the ball right now, too. And it's looking like they will be punting. It's 4th and 5 at the 24 Tennessee's 24-yard line. So Rivers and offense will be getting the ball back. The first game that I have on slate is the Patriots going into Soldier Field up against the Chicago Bears. I want to see how you guys feel about this. I will also let Jason get back in here. Jason, you will go first. And, of course, here goes Mr. Greenwood popping up back into the bunch right around prediction time. So I know you'd be sitting in the chat room listening. And then come in his doggone kitchen when he's ready. You're so funny. You're not funny. Don't laugh. It's not funny. You hear me going through this crap. Okay. So, Jason, I'm going to let you go first. This is your first time in the brush. Who do you like in the matchup between your division rival, New England Patriots, or the Chicago Bears at home?
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I hate the Patriots. I hate Tom Brady. I hate Belichick. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a little upset. I say Chicago wins and beats Patriots.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so James.
You got Khalil
got
Mack. Here. Mack is ridiculous. He's a beast. And you know what? I think the Mack attack is back.
Well, if you're using that slogan, the Mac Attack has been around for like 50-something years at McDonald's. They call it a Big Mac Attack, but I'm being funny. You're funny. I know. Some people tell me to my face I'm funny. Okay, so, James, you're next since you slide into the kitchen around this time. Who do you like in this matchup, the Patriots or the Bears at home in Soldier?
I like the Patriots. They've been playing a lot better since the first couple of weeks. They've really turned it around, and right now they're playing a level of football since they've added the new pieces of getting Sony Michel into the game. Also, you know, having Josh Gordon into the fray hasn't made a big impact yet, but big enough to make all the difference. Plus, Edelman's also returned to the game, and since then, the Patriots have been skyrocketing, and I'm going to pick them to take out the Bears today.
Hey, Roger, who do you like in this matchup, the Patriots or the Bears?
I'm going to go with the Patriots, but Khalil Mack carrying a bit of an ankle injury. He's been struggling all week with it. See if he starts. I think he's expected to play. But, it'll be a tough game for them going into Soldier Field. Chicago got their game together on defense. Wondering how Tannehill will handle the Belichick mind, you know, with the RPOs. I know he's had his ups and downs this season. I really feel like a Belichick will do a number on him today. And, New England. But not that, you know, I don't think it'll be too close, about 7 to 10 points. But, New England going to Soldier Field, get a win.
Okay, Vinny, who do you like in this game, Patriots or Bears?
This is typical Bears not producing up to the Patriots level game. They're not gonna. I don't see the Bears hanging with the Patriots. The Patriots are starting to get in the full swing and really start to get going. Gordon's back, pretty healthy, getting a lot of targets. Brady, too many weapons. I do like the Bears' potential in their defense, but I don't see it. I don't see it today. Give me the Patriots.
Okay. And me, myself.
Just to say, Rob Gronkowski. Gronk is out for that game. They Gronkowski is out for the game. So, just to let you know.
That might have made all of the difference. And still, I was going to pick this way too. I am going with the Chicago Bears at home up against the Patriots. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to say this. You guys know me well. If you're in the kitchen, Las Vegas, you are a dirty, dirty city. Dirty. Completely dirty. The spread in this game is 1.5, so it's basically a pick'em. To me, like, and the Bears have been playing good this year. I can't even overlook the fact that they're 3-2 at this point in time. They're undefeated at home. The Patriots have not won on the road this season. They've lost every game on the road. But for this game to be measured that close, especially with an issue potentially with Khalil Mack and Gronk being out, for it to be this close and Brady can still make things happen on the field, something is up. I feel something crazy because everybody and their mother would take the Patriots. It wouldn't be free. Vegas, you are dirty. I'm going with Chicago. I got to get a little separation.
The one thing that Bill Belichick does better than any other coach in the NFL, though, is takes away the best player on the field. And I think when we're talking about MVP caliber Khalil Mack, I think Belichick's going to have a plan for that, and that's going to make all the difference, I think.
Hey, whatever you pick, you know, do what you got to do. Whoever has that feedback, please press mute or something. I don't know what's going on, but please help me out. There's a lot of noise around here. I'll fix it. Don't worry. Okay. So, next up, we have the Bills going up against the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts are at home up against the Buffalo Bills. The Colts are favored by 7 points in this matchup. Vinny, I'll come to you in this one. Who do you like and why?
I like the Colts here. I like Luck. I think he's got a lot of weapons. He's a good quarterback. Give me a couple of things when you're picking these games that I look for is team that's home, number one, and quarterback. And team that's home is Indianapolis. Quarterback, Indianapolis. Thank God the Bills aren't playing Peterman again. That would have been – people would have been all over the coaching staff with tarring, feathering them for trying to put that guy in there again. But, yeah, they got Derek Anderson, who's not – I don't know how much better he is. This dude was playing golf last week. He was on a golf podcast talking about greens and chipping. And now a week later he's starting an NFL game, so – can the Bills come in and make an upset? Anything can happen, like we always say. Brock out last week against the Bears in Miami proved that. But today, Derek Anderson's not going to follow suit. Indianapolis will win.
Okay, James, who do you like in this matchup, Bills or Colts?
I'm also taking the Colts. Oddly enough, I might have been tempted to take the Bills if I can't believe I would ever say this, but if Josh Allen was the quarterback in Buffalo, I might have been tempted to pick them, but at this point, absolutely not. There's no reason to pick the Bills at this point. Their quarterback situation is a mess, and they're going to be playing very simplistic offenses because they just pulled the guy off the street. It's just bad all the way around for Buffalo this week. I'm taking Indianapolis big.
Okay, Jason, if you're ready, the Bills, your division rival, but it's a lot of AFC East right now. The Buffalo Bills on the road up against the Indianapolis Colts.
Buffalo Bills, Indianapolis Colts. I'm going to have to take the Buffalo. No, I'm going to take the Colts. I think Andrew Luck, after the Jets beating them, I think Andrew Luck's going to come out with a win because Buffalo's not that strong this year. They look like garbage on the field.
Okay. And Roger, who do you like in this matchup, Bills or Colts?
Yeah, I think I was the only one not to have a phone call to play quarterback for the Bills this weekend. So, yeah, what a task just coming in and playing, man. It's impossible to do it at that level in the NFL. You know, it's such a big ask. Colts need a win bad. People of Indianapolis need to see Indianapolis win badly at home. So I don't think Andrew Luck lets them down today. He's too good. I really like Malik Hooker on defense as well. Look out for him in the game, and yeah, Indianapolis gets the win easily, I think.
Okay. This is interesting for a city. I want to go against the panel right now. I think it's a good time for me to do it right now. I might have to go with Buffalo, man. I might just have to do it. You know what I am going to do? I'm going to go with the Bills. I'm going against every little body in this doggone kitchen, and here's why. The Colts are 1-5 for a reason. Yeah, they beat the Redskins. That's cool. They beat them, right? The Colts still do not know how to play defense. If they could show me that they could play defense, I'll applaud them. If Derek Anderson could come in here and at least get one or two touchdown passes thrown, this is a lot of trouble for the Colts. If he gets any confidence in this game, it's going to be trouble for this Indianapolis Colts team. I think there's fire here. I think there's fire here. This Colts team is up in smoke right now. The only person that he's been able to connect with being Andrew Luck is Eric Ebron, and it's crazy that I'm saying this because he's a former Lion. He's leading the team in receptions, reception yards, and touchdowns at this point in time. Even though T.Y. has been out dealing with an injury, somebody else has to produce. Somebody. That running game has to be there, and that defense needs to come up with stops. I'm going with the Bills with the biggest upset of the day. Hang on to that one, Sports City. I'm putting an asterisk next to my picture. The next matchup, all right, so we already have Jason's pick on that. So Jason already picked the Jets up against the Vikings. The Vikings are on the road in MetLife. Robbie, I'll come to you first. Your thoughts on this game, Vikings versus the Jets?
Got to say, you know, not getting Kirk Cousins might be a good thing for the New York Jets. Really like Sam Darnold. Talked about him a little bit yesterday. You know, good of a future he's going to have in New York. So, you know, Jason's going to be happy with that pick, I'm sure. He's really playing well. And, I think it's too much of an ask today, though. I think Vikings need this. Vikings really need to start turning this season around. I think they are starting to shape up a little bit, get a little bit better. And today we're going to see a good Vikings team that's going to go for the rest of the year, I think. I'm going to pick a Vikings. But expect some good stuff from Sam Darnold. Yeah, he's really impressing me as a rookie. So, yeah, more good things from Sam Darnold. But Mike Zimmer to have the edge defensively and Minnesota to get a win.
Okay, Vinny, who do you like in this matchup? Vikings visiting the New York Jets.
Minnesota, the one thing that concerns me about Minnesota is their defense. They haven't showed up yet, really. They haven't played a full game. I don't know what's wrong with them. I mean, isn't Minnesota usually a defensive juggernaut that stops everybody? And I don't know that for some reason. I mean, they did all right against Arizona, but that's Arizona. Other than that, they really have not played well. They're on the road. The Jets will tend to show up in games like this. I predict this to be a high-scoring game. I think Cousins has a good passing game, but I'll take the Jets at an upset here. I think that look for Curse, who's going to be playing in the slot for the Jets to have a big game. I think Anun was out. I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure if it's official yet, but I know he was injured and he's out with an ankle injury. So I'm looking for the Jets and Darnold to have a positive game and outscore the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay, James, who do you like in this matchup, the Vikings or your New York Jets?
I'm going to take the Minnesota Vikings in this one. I said last week, and I'm going to stick with it, the Vikings are a much better team than they've played in those first couple of weeks, and they're going to continue to prove it this week. The offense is really clicking. I mean, Thielen, Diggs, and Kirk Cousins have been absolute gangbusters on the offensive side of the ball. And this is even without Devin Cook or Delvin Cook playing much at all in any of these past three games. They've still been finding ways to win. The defense is doing significantly better than previously in the season as well, or at least I believe so, especially when we're talking about the much higher scoring output. So all that put together, I'm going Vikings.
Okay, I am going to base my pick on Jason himself. So I'm going to force you to come back into this kitchen regardless. I'm going to go with Gangrene to win this one at home. I'm pulling with the Jets to come up. I don't even really consider this an upset. I think this is a evenly matched game, if you will. The Vikings are favored by 3.5. I think just because they are away. but I think the Jets' defense could actually put pressure on Cousins, and their corners could actually probably stick with these receivers being Diggs and Thielen. So we'll actually have to see how this pans out. But I'm going with the Jets to pull this one off. Hopefully Darnold actually can come up with a big game up against this defense, because Minnesota's defense is going to pressure him too. But I'm going to go with the Jets to pull this one off. So, Jason, I'm forcing you to come back into the kitchen to tell me why we won or to explain why I went with you and we fell short. So I'm putting the pressure on you to bring you right back into this doggone kitchen. Okay, so the next matchup we have is a very interesting one. I don't even know how to pick it, but I do want to go first on this one. The Carolina Panthers are visiting the Philadelphia Eagles, in which the Eagles are favored by 5 in this matchup. This is very tough, but I am going to go with Philadelphia to win this game at home. I think this is going to be closer than what they anticipate. I think this score will be less than 5. If I was picking with the spread, I probably would go with the Panthers. But if this is head up, I'm going to go with the Eagles to win this game. Roger, I'm going to come to you next. Who do you like in this matchup, Panthers or Eagles?
Yeah, I agree. I think Eagles win. But I think Eagles and the Vikings are two teams to me that are turning the corner and will be getting better. I genuinely believe that. I think there's a lot to be excited about if you're an Eagles fan going forward this year. I know JRJ's been out injured, but I'm expecting a trade at running back. Clement has played some good ball. You know, Smallwood's a decent player. We could, like, it's arguably, you know, that Frank Reich was the brains behind that offense last year. He's in Indianapolis, but it's like Doug Pedersen. You know, he needs to call better games. Carson Wentz needs to play better. I think when that happens, we'll see a better Philadelphia. I think defensively they're getting better. Michael Bennett, when he doesn't get flagged, you know, for landing on a quarterback, he's better for that defense. And I think he's a great player. Good that defensive line with Fletcher Cox for me might be the defensive MVP so far this year. You look at the way he's played, he's dominating. He's absolutely dominating. In a Donald way, you know, in LA. It's very impressive what he's doing from the defensive tackle position. I got to give a special mention, guys, to Isaiah Crowell, running back for the Jets. I know we've just been through it, but he's playing some good football and an overlooked running back, I feel, most of his career. I think in college he got in trouble at Georgia, ended up going to South Alabama, but just a real good player, a real good running back, strong as an ox and can run the ball and is very fast, you know, and everything you want in a running back, really, just really underrated, I feel. And, you know, you need to have a good game against Minnesota today. Anyway, back to the Eagles game. Yeah, Philly get it done. And I think we're going to see a better Philadelphia going forward. At least I hope so.
Okay, Jason, who do you like in this matchup?
The Eagles. I'm going to take Carolina. You think Cam Newton is going to come out with a tear. He's the Superman. Like he always say, he's the Superman, and he will beat the Philadelphia Eagles this week. And it's going to be a high score. I'm going to say it's not going to be a 5.5-point spread. I say it's going to be a high-scoring game.
And with that being said, if the Eagles lose this game, they will fall under 500. This makes it even more interesting. I would consider this a Super Bowl hangover for real. I really will consider this a Super Bowl hangover. Vinny, you're next up. Who do you like, Panthers or Eagles?
So the last time Cam played against the Eagles, they really gave him a hard time. He had, I think, 3 or 4 turnovers, and the Eagles got the best of him. I'm not saying that the Eagles got his number, and that's always going to be like that. Eagles are home. They, like New England, are pushing in the right direction. I like Cam, and I think that they're a playoff caliber team. But the Eagles are Super Bowl champions at home. They should win today. I pick the Eagles in this game.
Okay, and last but not least on this one, it is James. James, who do you like in this matchup, the Carolina Panthers or your Philadelphia Eagles?
I'll go with my Philadelphia Eagles on this one. For all the reasons Vinny went with, that the last time these two played, it was a really bad matchup for Cam Newton. I expect that to continue. On top of that, basically carbon copy paste what Vinny said. It's all true.
This is crazy that Vinny and Robbie have fans, and I don't have a doggone fan to tell me nothing. Like, Robbie had a fan last week talking about the corner. Here goes Vinny with everything Vinny said. Why don't nobody listen to me? Okay.
I'm your fan.
Well, because you're going against me with every pick, so you can't be right. That's the way these work.
I didn't go against you. I took the Eagles. I went the Eagles.
Oh, okay. My fault.
There you go. They just want to start a fight. They just want to fight with me all the time. This is terrible. But you want to know something? Outside of his Eagles pick, I picked everything against him. He's not lying. He ain't lying. So we are going at it. Some way, somehow, it's going to work out for one of us. December boys, I tell you. Okay, so the next matchup I have, there's a lot of good games today. The Cleveland Browns on the road up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. James, I'm going to come right back to you. Who do you like, Baker or the Bucks with Jameis Winston?
Oh, this is a lot harder game than it would look like, you know, than it would have looked like maybe 3 weeks ago. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have been playing terrible football lately, especially on the defensive side of the football. They got rid of their defensive coordinator, which I'm sure there's going to be some transition period that's going along with that. But Baker Mayfield has been a low-key turnover machine for the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, they've gotten a little bit more energy. The offense is a little more productive than with the safer Tyrod Taylor, but it is coming at the price of more turnovers. And this might be the shot in the arm that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense needs to make a turnaround on a very talented defensive roster. So I'm going to take the Bucs reluctantly, but I'm going to take the Bucs to finally get off this losing streak.
Nathan, who do you like in this matchup? Baker Mayfield on the road or Jameis Winston and Tampa Bay?
I'm going to have to go I'm going to go with Cleveland, man. You know what? The quarterback that they have is insane, man. He, you know, came off the bench that day against the Jets, and they made the Jets look like garbage with his quarterback and his ability to run and do everything he needs to do. Cleveland will win, I predict it, today.
Sports City, I don't even know how to address that situation because I am in trouble if it goes down. Vinny, who do you like in this matchup, the Cleveland Browns or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Breakout game for Baker Mayfield. 400 yards, 4 touchdowns. Cleveland outscores Tampa Bay in a shootout. Look for the tight end over there in Cleveland to have a big game. Tampa can't stop anybody. They let Mitch Trubisky look like Joe Namath. So Joe Namath and Montana and whoever the greatest quarterback of all time is. I don't want to say Brady because I'm not a fan. But
so who's better than Brady?
Oh, Joe, don't go there with me. I don't want to go there. Aaron Rodgers is. You got Alex Smith right there with him. It's like you can't really. But in this game, yeah, that's it's not gonna. I like my pick.
He said Alex Smith is better than Thomas Brady. Listen,
I'm trying to ruffle your feathers, Ty. You know what I'm doing.
Hold on. I don't know what's going on in California. Please, if you're out there and you hear my voice in the state of California, get out to the Bay Area and save Vin Servideo, please. Don't forget to ask me no questions. Just send the ambulance to them. Just send them to them. Just let them do what they have to do. Okay, Rodri, who do you like in this matchup, the Cleveland Browns or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Guys, I'm struggling with this one. I'll be honest with you. I can go either way with it. It's one of them games where, you know, both make sense. I'm wondering what Jameis Winston's doing. Like, the Ryan Fitzpatrick show seems like an age away. It's like, he's got to come in and play. He's got to come in and take this position back, and I wonder if he can do it today. But there's something in me that really wants Baker Mayfield to just come in and play good football also. So, I don't know. Dave, like Vin said, David Njoku, another guy from the U, he needs a big game today. And I'm thinking, I don't know. I'm just going to go with the home team because it's the home team and it's the split there for me. Yeah, I'm going to go with Tampa Bay at home. I don't know why, but it's either team can win this. Neither team gives me much thought, to be honest. So not really impressed with Tampa, and Cleveland are just struggling for wins. You know, Cleveland just looking to win. A win is like winning the Super Bowl for them at the moment. So expect them to get better, but Tampa Bay with their linebackers today, I think, will be a bit too much at home. Yeah, so Tampa Bay at home. Struggle with that.
Okay, Sports City. So you already know which way I have to go, right? Because I gotta stick with my prediction because I'm going to look terrible one way or another. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay. I don't even like doing this right now, especially how the spread looks. It just looks funny. So I'm going with the Bucs. Just because of the way I did this in doggone August, and Baker is really looking good, even with the record that they have right now. They're 2-3-1, and they haven't won a game on the road. That streak still continues for them also. This could potentially be where he breaks it, but I'm going to go with Tampa Bay. Hopefully these receivers could put pressure on this Brown secondary. Evans should have the mismatch, and if Deshaun could win his matchup with his speed, this could put a lot of pressure on the Browns, especially being at home. And Tampa, so I'm gonna go with the Bucs to win this game. Come on, Jameis, you can't mess me up right here. You can't, Jameis. Get to 500. That's all I'm asking. The next matchup is another very good matchup too. They are tied for the division lead in the AFC South. The Houston Texans taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville. The Jaguars are favored by 3.5 in this matchup. Roger, I'll come to you first. Who do you like in this matchup, Texans or Jags?
Definitely concerned about the Jags at the moment. The trade for Carlos Hyde, I think, made a bit of a statement about Fournette. He's struggling with an hamstring again. Got to say, Jacksonville need to turn around. Jacksonville's defense need to get back to where they was. I wonder if they can do it today against Houston. I am got a lot of faith in our Houston offensive line. Just for that reason, I think I'm open to Jacksonville. I'm expecting Jacksonville to get a few sacks today, and Blake Bortles doing enough in the passing game, and some back having a good game. So yeah, I'm gonna go with Jacksonville at home in a close one, but should be interesting.
Okay, James, who do you like in this matchup, Texans or Jaguars?
This is another one that's really tough. Jacksonville has not been playing well since Leonard Fournette went down the second time, and it's the run game just hasn't been there. And Blake Bortles is as hot and cold of a quarterback as I've ever seen. Like, some days he can throw 300 yards and 4 touchdowns, and other games he can fall flat on his face. Houston has also been up and down, but is on an uptick. You know what? I'm going to still take the Jaguars. I have to stick with the team I think is the better team overall, and that's Jacksonville, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I'm going to, once again, reluctantly go Jacksonville.
Okay. Jason, who do you like in this matchup, Houston or Jacksonville?
I'm going to have to go with Jacksonville also. The past couple of games had been playing like, you know, they were coming off strong in the beginning of the season, looking really good. They were going to be shocked me that we were going to look that good. But, you know, after losing, 2 or 3 straight, I'm going to take Jacksonville at home, winning.
Okay, and last but not least, Vinny, who do you like in this matchup, Houston on the road or Jacksonville at home?
I wonder what's wrong with Houston. I mean, they're not Watson was, before that injury, he was really something else. He was unstoppable is even an understatement. And this year he's running around. He's had some pretty decent games and he's looked all right, but not his old self at all. Defensively, they haven't been up there as well as, they haven't performed as well as a lot of people have thought they should. They still get at the quarterback. Both teams get at the quarterback. I don't see a lot of points in this game. I see a somewhat of a dogfight. Jacksonville's got the better defense, in my opinion. So I'm gonna go with Jacksonville. I'm gonna go with the Jaguars here, in a low scoring 17-13 type game.
Well, for sitting, it looks like your boy Timeless is all by himself again. I am going to go with the Texans on the road to make the difference in the game. And the deciding factor for me is quarterback play. I trust Deshaun more than I trust Blake Bortles. I think this gets interesting for the Jaguars because the Jaguars have not played up to their expectancy. And with Leonard Fournette being out, they have already brought in Carlos Hyde, so you know they're going to probably, if he's available, they're going to try and get him snaps. I think this may set them back a little bit, and this defense could actually come after that offense as much as possible, at least in the front, in the trenches with J.J. Watt and company. I think they can get after Blake Bortles and make this a tough game. I am going against the entire panel, and I'm going with the Houston Texans to win this game in Jacksonville. The last of the 1 o'clock games we have are the Detroit Lions visiting the Miami Dolphins, in which the Lions are favored in Hard Rock Stadium by 3 points in this matchup. I'll say the blue guys for last. Vinny, I'll come to you first. Who do you like in this matchup, Lions or Dolphins?
So this matchup is two very mediocre teams. I don't think that anybody's breaking any records in this game. Miami performed very well at home against Chicago. And I would call it a coming out party, but not really. Miami will I don't think they have enough to hang with Detroit here, especially with Brock out as their quarterback. He's not going to have enough to beat Stafford and the Lions. Lions in a comfortable win here for you, Ty.
No, don't do this basis for City. Okay, first and foremost, karma, leave me alone. Like, don't do this to me, first and foremost. second of all, for City, don't let him confuse you. He's trying to make up ground. He's trying to get on the sweet side. I'm not letting him know. No, he's not. He still has to deal with his doggone karma. Okay, I am going to go with you, Jason, who do you like in this matchup, Detroit or the Dolphins?
Well, you know what? I hate Miami Dolphins, so they better lose. And I'm taking Detroit Lions, baby. I'm taking your team, Ty.
I can see him smiling, Sports City. Like, I can see him smiling, making this pick. They're trying to give me this cover, but I'm not even going to deal with it. Okay, so I'm going to go with the Oakland Raider fan himself, James. Who do you like in this matchup, the Detroit Lions or the Miami Dolphins?
Well, do you know what month it is, Ty?
It's October.
No, it's not. It is Brocktober. I'm going with the Dolphins because Brock Osweiler is the man. And I do this every week. I'm not picking the Lions again for the entire season. Because they play them a lot worse when I pick them. Let's go, Brock. You got it.
Ty. I want to say something. It looks like you're stuck between a Brock and a hard place.
Hardy, hard. Look, that's the funny part, right? So he claims to be a Lion fan. He don't even have faith. He's just going to go with Brock and these guys. And it's just so funny. He took the Cowboys, and the Cowboys won that game too. So, see, Sports City, his reverse psychology stuff ain't working. So I don't want to hear it. He really is a Dolphins fan. You got to watch out for him. He likes a lot of NFC. He likes the Bills. He likes the Jets. He likes the Patriots. He likes the Dolphins too. He might not ever be hurt if he go for an AFC East team. He might be all right. Okay, so Rob, who do you like in this matchup, Lions or Dolphins?
Guys, it's Adam Gase as far as I'm concerned with the Dolphins. I mean, I was Brock Osweiler playing so well. I mean, I love Brock Osweiler coming in. Did honestly, great to see, and I hope he does well. But gotta give it to Adam Gase. I don't know, Wilson is playing so well, but I want Detroit to win. You know, I really want Detroit to win. So yeah, I'm a bit like James as well. You know, I call Detroit, I call Eagles. You've got to be a fan of everybody if you want to do anything with the writing stuff. I think, guys, you really have it, and that's the way I look at it. But my loyalties, I know Ty is so loyal to the Lions. I don't know, guys. Honestly, this game is at Hard Rock. They Hard Rock Stadium should be the name of that should change to Hard Rock.
Yeah.
And okay, the Rocks are killing me. I'm trying to think of plans. That's all I'm doing. It's like I'm gonna go with the Lions in Hard Rock. In Hard Rock Stadium. Go the Lions on the road.
So he's all Hard Brock in a hard place and Brocktober and all this other stuff. So you see what I got to deal with in this doggone kitchen? All right. So the next game we have coming up is the New Orleans Saints on the road up against the Baltimore Ravens, in which the Ravens are favored by 2.5 at home. You know what, I'll go first on this one. I said yesterday I'm going to go with the Saints. And it's an interesting standpoint of why I'm going with the Saints. Drew Brees has beaten every single team in the NFL except the Baltimore Ravens. I feel like this is a game that he has to try and take personal to, you know, get this off of his, I guess, you know, clipboard, or get the dirt off his shoulder, if you will. Now, and then don't let me overtalk this, because the Ravens have actually been playing some good, unexpected football. This defense has been coming after offenses as much as possible. I think the Saints get this done on the road. They have not lost on the road, and the Ravens have not lost at home. This is a very interesting, perfect storm. So I will go with the Saints on that one. Jason, who do you like in this matchup, the New Orleans Saints or the home team, the Baltimore Ravens?
I'm going to have to go with the Saints. Drew Brees, they're going to come into Baltimore and win, definitely.
Interesting. Okay, James, who do you like in this matchup, New Orleans Saints or the Baltimore Ravens?
I was all set to pick the Baltimore Ravens, but there's one thing that I've heard on a podcast somewhere that I can't even remember, but when you look at the teams that the Baltimore defense has been extremely successful against, they've all been against quarterbacks who are, let's just call it, either young or below average. Drew Brees is neither of those, and I think that's going to show in the stat sheet. I'm saying that even though Baltimore has averaged – two or more sacks a game, that this is going to be the week where they're held as with a goose egg in the sack position. I'm going to go with New Orleans.
Look at this. He's jumping on the timeless train. I like this. This is crazy. Okay. Rodney, who do you like in this matchup, Saints or Ravens?
I got my ticket for the timeless train. I'm going to go with the Saints as well. I think got to be done. I mean, like the way Drew Brees played the other night, that was probably the best quarterback in performance I've seen since Brett Favre, after his father passed away. I mean, both of them playing some of the best quarterback I think I've ever seen. And he's on form, man. you know, Drew Brees is a great quarterback. Will go down as one of the, you know, one of the best ever. And just another tick off him for him to beat all the teams in the NFL now with Baltimore today. Baltimore plays some good football, mate. So it's gonna be tight. But yeah, just the class of Drew Brees to come through, and Vinny's boy Alvin Kamara, and having Mark Ingram back, just to have that pounding running back on first down is gonna help them so much, especially in a game like today. So expecting Mark Ingram to play some good football today, and New Orleans getting a win.
Okay, Vinny, who do you like in this game, Saints or Ravens?
So the line is fishy. The Saints are giving 2.5 on the road to a good team. It's almost like Vegas is enticing everybody to pick the Browns. I mean, the Browns, the Baltimore. The narrative that Brees has not beaten Baltimore in his entire career also points to the Saints. All signs actually point to the Saints. They're coming off a bye. The Saints off of a bye. Typically, I read somewhere they score 40-something points a game, and they're just very dominant on offense. So I have a tough time picking Baltimore, but all you guys picked New Orleans. I'm gonna be contrarian here. I'm gonna take the Ravens at home. They have a good defense. I know all the signs point towards the Saints. When that happens, I feel like I always go in the other direction. That's the way I do things. And yeah, so give me the Ravens. Give me the Ravens to defend home field today.
Okay, and the next 4 o'clock matchup we have are the Los Angeles Rams going up against the San Francisco 49ers. I would say, does anybody want to do it? But I'm going to be fair and throw this one around the kitchen. Vinny, I'm coming right back to you. This game is out there by you in the Bay. Who do you like, the Rams or the Niners? In which the Rams are favored by 9?
Beathard he's not bad. He actually did all right. He did all right against Green Bay on Monday. Got a good win a couple times. He seems like a decent quarterback. I mean, he's not Garoppolo. He's not going to threaten Garoppolo for his job, but he's a good fill in. You can't really bet it. I mean, I know eventually the Rams have to lose. They're not going to go undefeated. I don't see that happening. All teams have a week where they just slip up and they're not there. Is it going to happen this week in a division rivalry against the San Francisco? I don't think so. I mean, the way it works out here, that the San Francisco, the Bay Area teams do not like LA. So up here, it's like two different worlds. Like the Bay Area, in LA, no love there at all. When LA went to the World Series up here, I was with some friends and they didn't at a bar and they didn't. Nobody liked that. nobody wants to see LA go to the World Series. They're Giants fans, and that's the San Francisco. This is a San Francisco town. LA's better. LA's better. It's a rivalry game. I don't think LA slips up today. They're humming on offense. I'll take LA. One thing I wanted to say that we didn't mention about a different game, about Cleveland at Tampa, is Chubb is going to get all the work now for Cleveland as the running back, and he's had some success in limited situations. So I want to see if he can. I want to see him possibly slow down, Vinny, but possibly. Turn into the next star running back in the league. I think he has that kind of potential, and this could be his showing out party along with Mayfield. Maybe with Mayfield. But in terms of this game, yeah, the Rams. Give me the Rams.
Okay, Roger, who do you like in this matchup, Rams or Niners?
Interesting to hear about that rivalry, but like a special time in California. So yeah, I can imagine just how
each other.
They come. Yeah, I bet, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you with Nick Chubb as well. I've had my eye on him for a long time coming up to Georgia. He will be one of the better running backs, I think, when all is said and done. I'm trying to play this game. But, yeah, keep it simple with the football. I think LA is just a much better team than San Francisco. And, yeah, go with the Rams.
Okay, Jason, who do you like in this matchup, Rams or Niners?
I'm going to take the taking the Rams. They're explosive. They got the running back is insane. The quarterback, he's awesome. Rams will win today over the 49ers. I predict that.
Okay. James, who do you like in this matchup? Rams or Niners?
I'm not going to waste much time. Best team in the NFL versus the second worst team in the division, maybe. I'm picking the Rams. There's not really any contest.
And for reasonable purposes, I'm going to go with the Rams, but I will tell you this, Sports City, this game will be close. Pete, this game will be close. That nine is a sucker.
So what you're saying is you're picking San Francisco against the spread.
You're not forcing me to do that again. If it worked out in your favor where the Rams won at the end of the game, it's not happening. Just like I said, this game will be close. It will be close, but I'm not going to lose again.
I just said against the spread, so San Francisco is going to be within nine. That's what you're saying.
If I'm picking with the spread, yes, I'll take the nine. And if I'm picking with the spread, without a doubt. Listen, the way that the Rams have been playing, they should be seeing like a 15-point spread right here, 13. They should be double-digit. Nine, they're tricking people. They are Vegas as dirty as ever. I wouldn't even be surprised if the Niners snuck out a win like late in overtime and shocked the world. Like, just because I know Vegas was some dirty crap. I know it. Like, there's no way in heck that this score, that spread should be that close. There's no way. I'm going to go with the Rams, but I think that this will be closer than people think. Okay, potentially people are calling this game the game of the day. The Dallas Cowboys on the road up against the Indians, a.k.a. the Washington Redskins, in which Dallas is favored by 1 point, basically a pick 'em. I will start this one off. They did me justice last week against this doggone kitchen. I'm going with them again. I'm going with the Redskins. It's basically a pick 'em, but I'll say it's an upset just because of the way that the spread is set. So I'm going with the Redskins at home to win this game up against the Cowboys. The Cowboys have not won a game away from AT&T. Hopefully the Redskins can hang on to this one. Rodri, you're next up. Who do you like in this game, the Cowboys or the Redskins?
Yeah, I can agree. I think Alex Smith is going to do a little bit more than Dak Prescott today. I think Washington at home in the division, just because they're at home, really. I think it'll be close, but I think Alex Smith just does enough and gets a win for Washington. Yeah, go with the Redskins.
See, Sports City, they like my cooking. They like my cooking, Sports City. They really do. James, who do you like in this matchup, Redskins or Cowboys?
This game is too close to call. I mean, if the Redskins can stop Ezekiel Elliott, then the game is going to belong to Washington, and that's the long and short of it. You know what? I'm going to be contrarian on this one. It's probably a bad idea, but I'm going to go with Dallas just to give Ty a chance to catch up.
You know I'm the mustard. Don't you ever say that in your life. Don't you ever say that. I'm the mustard in this doggone kitchen. Okay, Vinny, who do you like in this matchup, Cowboys or the home Redskins?
So it's so funny. If you remember, Rod, yesterday's show, you said one of the questions you posed was on about Amari Cooper, and I was reading this morning that the Dallas Cowboys are in discussions with what it's going to take to get Amari Cooper over on their team from the Raiders, and that would be
right.
That would be an addition, a significant addition for them. We'll see what happens. The trade deadline's in a week. I don't know, or 10 days, week and a half. So we'll see if that happens. He's not there today, but I'll tell you what, the Dallas Cowboy defense has been very impressive this year. They're playing. I don't want to say over their heads, but better than people expected them to. And without their without Lee, without their middle linebacker, division rivalry. I don't like the Cowboys, and it's really hard to bet against Alex Smith. He's a gamer, former number one overall pick, just a winner, a winner. The man knows how to win, and I can't bet against him. Give me Alex Smith at home.
Okay, he is going with the Redskins. This is interesting. Jason, who do you like, Cowboys or Redskins?
I'm going to have to go with the Skins, man. Alex Smith at home. If they could stop Zeke Elliott and the Prescott, the Redskins will definitely win this game.
Okay, and here we go with the nightcap. The Bengals on the road in Kansas City up against one of the top teams in the league, the Kansas City Chiefs, in which the Chiefs are favored by 6 points in this matchup. Jason, I'll come right back to you. Who do you like in this matchup, Bengals or Chiefs?
I'm going to have to take the Chiefs, man. After that game against the Patriots, at 83 points total, and then with Brady scoring, getting that field goal, you know, to win the game for them, I'm going to take the Chiefs. Coming back, coming off a loss, and especially playing at home, and they need the win. I think they're going to come out with the win.
Okay, Roger, who do you like in this matchup, Bengals or Chiefs?
Should be a game. Vontaze Burfict getting fined over 112,000 for his hits against the Steelers. He's not a dirty player. It's just the way he plays the game. And expecting him to put some pressure on Kansas offensively today, get a few hits in. But Pat Mahomes is playing too good for me at the moment. He's just really on fire. This offense is incredible. I just love watching this offense. It's amazing. Really good job by Andy Reid again, getting himself in a championship-type position. You said the Rams are the best team in the NFL. Somebody said a few minutes ago. I don't think so. I think Kansas City are at the moment. Chiefs looking really good defensively. They need to step up a little bit. I will say. But when Eric Berry comes back, we should see that. But offensively, so hard to stop. And Pat Mahomes' show keeps going forward today. I think Chiefs got to win. Another win.
Vinny, who do you like in this matchup? Bengals or Chiefs?
Bengals. Wait. The game's in Arrowhead?
Yes, it is.
Chiefs.
James, Bengals or Chiefs?
I'm taking the Chiefs as well. And the scary thing is that at one point, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to get Eric Berry back, and that's going to make all the difference, I think, in this defense. That point isn't this week, but it's definitely good. Their team as it is going to be more than enough to beat the Cincinnati Bengals. So I'm going Chiefs.
I am going to go with the Bengals. I'm going against everybody. That is a close spread right there for that to be an Arrowhead. 6 points. I like it. I think the Bengals pull off another upset for the day and start up a losing streak for the Kansas City Chiefs. Here we go. And last but not least, for the Monday night matchup, Big Blue up against the Dirty Birds. Both of these teams need to win, and Atlanta is favored by 3.5. Jason, I'll come to you first. Who do you like in this matchup, Giants or Falcons? Jason, are you there? Do we have you, Jason? Okay, I will move right along. Robbie, who do you like in this matchup, Giants or Falcons?
I can't trust the Giants right now. Just not loving what they're doing offensively. Regardless of how good Saquon Barkley's playing, I think he'll have another nice game. But I think Atlanta and their offense at home, somebody needs to step up on defense for Atlanta if they're going to do anything this year. But offensively, they're sound. You know, looking really good on offense. And I think they'll be too much for the Giants. So I'm going to pick Atlanta at home.
Okay, James, who do you like in this matchup, Big Blue or the Falcons?
The Giants are playing to get the number one overall pick this year. That's the only thing they can actually wait. They're actually in the hunt for the NFC East, as weird as that may seem at this moment. But still, at the end of the day, the Giants just aren't playing good football. They have good skill position players. Their quarterback has been going downhill for the past 3 years, and it's not getting any better. Their offensive line is terrible. Everything's going against them right now. Atlanta's not playing great football, but at least they look competent at times. And, so I'm going Atlanta. And just so everybody knows, Tennessee is an extra point away from tying this up and sending it to overtime.
Okay, so who did not pick yet? Vinny, you did not go yet. Okay, so I'll go before Vinny because he is the resident Giant. I'm going to go with the Falcons. I really feel like the Giants are going to have their issues dealing with this Falcons team at home on that turf. And the Falcons need this win to stay relevant in the NFC South. They can't fall any further. I got to go with the Falcons. The Giants pull this off. This could potentially be the upset of Monday night. Vinny, are you going to go with your boys, or are you going with the Dirty Birds?
Absolutely not going with the Giants. They suck, man. What a disappointment this year is. I'm sick of Eli Manning, and I know that the Super Bowl is and all that's good, but I want a winner. I want to watch a winning team. I think that the Giants, as the owner said it best about Beckham. You know, you're making a lot of headlines off of the field. You know, everyone's talking about what you're doing off the field and with interviews and what you're saying about Eli and what you're doing with this and that. How about you make some headlines on the field? I just paid you $100 million or whatever, $50 million, whatever you got paid. It doesn't matter. An abnormally a lot of money. And he's the Giants are just a train wreck. It's just hard to watch. It really is. They can't block anybody. So I look for bright spots, and Saquon is definitely a bright spot. I mean, he's something else. What a great player. He's gonna hopefully stay healthy and have a great career. I look forward to watching him for a decade, running for the New York Giants. But they can't block anybody.
Wow.
And Eli Manning back there. It's tough. It's tough to watch. They're not going to – I don't think they're going to beat Atlanta. Give me the Falcons.
Okay, and before everybody goes crazy, that wow that James just said, where he just came on the show and said, you know what, you're a point away from going for it. I mean, going to get the Titans to go to overtime. Well, guess what? Mike Vrabel goes for two. They go for it. He throws an incomplete pass via Mariota. They call it defensive holding. They go for it again. Mariota throws it out of the back of the end zone. The Chargers look like they're going to win this game, pending if this is going to be an onside kick received. But it's 20-19 in favor of the Chargers. So Vinny just said,
oh, wow.
Falcons. Yeah, so it's 20-19. This is a crazy game right now. And Jason, did you pick Jason? I don't have a pick for the Giants or Falcons. You went Falcons? Jason, are you there?
I'm going to go with the Falcons. I'm going with the Falcons.
Okay. Okay, so we have all of the picks for week 7. I need plugs and closeouts from each of you so we can all go out there and enjoy our games without running to these doggone games. If you don't know, now you know. I'm going with the Lions in that matchup up against the Dolphins. I got to, even though my boy Frank Gore is in that game and he's a hurricane and he's on a historic path with the every yard that he gains. He's getting closer to the big names at the top of the rushing list, but I'm going with my boys down in Miami. But Jason, I need to close out anything that you like to plug as we get out of the book.
Yeah, I'm just glad I'm on the show. I love you guys. You know, it's a good thing. You know, we got to talk about sports every Sunday. You know, and you know, let the Jets win today, and they'll be right in the hunt for first place against the New England Patriots.
Hey, if we're to lose, you got to come back here. You better bring your tail right back in here and either get some of that good old cricket soup, or you can come up here and start talking like crazy. Okay, James, you already know what to do. Shut it down here at the bunk.
What on God's green earth was Mike Vrabel thinking? I mean, you caught up in the second half. You were obviously playing better football in the second half. Instead of, I mean, yeah, the coin flip means a lot in overtime, but your offense is not your strong suit, and then you decide to go with your offense, the thing that you're not strong at, and go for two. That's absolutely insane. This is going to be one that just fouls him for the rest of the season, especially if Tennessee doesn't make the playoffs. Just gross.
Okay. Vinny, I'll come to you next. You already know what to do. I need a plug, close out, anything that you like to shout out, and we shut it down here at the brunch.
All right, Ty, I just sent you a text message, and it has our I would like you to pass it along to Rodri as well. It has our fan duel lineup that I've entered in the Millionaire Maker for us. It consists of Goff is going to be our quarterback at San Francisco. Elliott and Kamara are our running backs. Robert Woods will be one of our receivers who's going to be catching touchdowns from Goff. Mike Evans is going to be another receiver. Curse is going to be a receiver for us for the Jets against Minnesota. The tight end for Cleveland, Njoku, and the running back for Cleveland, Chubb, will round out our team along with the Colts defense to hopefully score a touchdown at home against Derek Anderson, who was playing golf last week. So that's my plug, and that's my lineup that I've entered for us in the FanDuel contest. And yeah, every Sunday, I mean, I'm blessed to be able to talk sports with you guys a few times a week. Sometimes it is hard to get on it with, just with life and things going on, but I know that I look forward to the times where we're calling in and getting to talk and make predictions and figure stuff out with you guys. Thank you, Ty. Thank you, Rodri, James, everybody else that's on the show, Jason. Have a great Sunday, and we will talk very soon, okay?
Thank you, Ben.
Okay. Roger, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Bronx Tale, right? Have you ever seen Bronx Tale?
Oh, stop it.
I think I have. That's De Niro, right?
It's in New York, right? No. And it's an Italian gangster movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it. Have you seen it? Please take it, man.
I think so. De Niro's the father in there, right? And you got a son.
Okay, yeah. De Niro's the father.
Yeah,
so Colodulo's a good luck charm, right? So it's a scene in the movie, right? They go to the horse track. And Colodulo's on fire, picking, you know what I'm saying? And then here comes the bus. He's like, come on. And he looked up, and he, like, ripped the tickets up. And then he started ripping Colodulo's ticket up, and everybody started walking out. And he's like, come on, and they screaming. And then, you know, the horse gets beat because the mush came in there and bet the same horse that Colodulo did and picked it right after Colodulo. He went and picked the Colts defense. Are you absolutely serious? He picked the Colts defense? Rip your ticket up, Rocky. Whatever you do, just rip the ticket up. We're done. We're doomed. There's nothing to see here. It's all said and done with history. Just don't worry about what Vinny's talking about.
Why is the Colts defense a bad pick? They're playing at home against,
why
against
is that
a guy that was playing golf last week.
Who have they stopped? The only team that they stopped was the Redskins. They held the Redskins to 3 field goals. That was a good game. After that, they lost every game and giving up more than 24 points in each game.
Derek Anderson was playing golf last week. He was on a golf podcast. He didn't, football wasn't even on his mind. You think now he's going to be able to go in there and all of a sudden be Drew Brees?
And what if he go in there and throw 3 touchdowns? Then what you going to do?
Then we lose. I mean, I don't know.
Exactly. Robbie, rip your tickets up. Rip them up. Rip them up.
You guys.
Rip them up. rip them up. Okay, Roger, yes. I need a plug, close out, anything that you'd like to shout out as we shut down the bus.
Another great show, guys. I'll leave it to you, honestly, with the picks, guys. Don't worry about it. I trust you guys with that. Jason, James, thanks for coming in. Ty, good as usual. Vinny, always a pleasure. And look forward to the next one. I think we're getting better, guys, as we're going, I think. And, you know, with the NFL being in London again, it's just great. The game's evolving just the way I really want it to. And looking forward to next week over here as well. Starting to get some movement with my eye. You know, my vision is coming back finally. So, yeah, it's just been a nightmare of a couple of weeks with it. But it's on the mend. So, just looking forward to getting back into the writing then when it's right. So, hopefully get some stuff up on the website. Check us out. This Ty's about to tell you. And speak to you on Wednesday, guys. Enjoy the games today. Enjoy life in general. And take care of yourselves, right? All of you. All the best.
No, you take care of yourself, doggone it. You
later,
fight.
Roger. You feel better, man.
Your vision. You get better, and then you tell us what to do. Okay, don't worry about it. We'll fight this doggone fight, man. Now, Sports City, I'm glad that we get to shut this down so we could all run to our games. And I apologize that Vinny's been coming at my neck lately. I don't know what to do with this guy. But rip up our tickets. Rip the tickets up. Everybody rip the tickets up. SportsCityChefs.com. Check out the website, the interviews, the blogs, the chefs. We'll be back here Wednesday night getting this cookout ready. And also Thursday night, the Crossover Cafe is back. So we will have that NBA show in store for you here in Sports City Thursday evening, 8 p.m. So 8 p.m. Wednesday we have the cookout, 8 p.m. Thursday the cafe is back. So I'm back cooking like crazy, Sports City. Hopefully y'all are ready for this good old food for thought. Hopefully y'all can still do these dishes. On that note, tell a friend to tell a friend that it's the chefs again. And if they don't know, now they know.